Alright, get your enough to go. Our preacher got the singing two or three times out there, and then he come out to church and stood on the doorstep and turned on and let him sing. It was so pretty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Taped the sing?
Yeah. It was so, I know you could hear one's voice when you pick up the bass and everything. It was so pretty. I just like it. And he said he's going to get that preacher's sermon there this time. I don't know what he did or not.
Mm-hmm. Say, if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what might you put in her nest to fool her?
Oh, I was telling you I'd put something in there to fool mine now. Okay. They ain't even laying. Oh, you know, people used to put a nest egg, they called it, in there and make them think they had something and then they laid to it. But I don't have nothing in mine, only a little teeny one that are laid out in one nest. But some people buy these here artificial eggs, you know.
What would they be made out of?
I don't know, I just wouldn't know. It was like a egg, but still it ain't got it just light. I don't know, I guess you call it a, I don't know what you call it out of. It's something that's made out of, it looks just like an egg.
Mm-hmm. What, yeah. Say if you had a real good set of dishes, they'd probably be made out of?
China.
Did you ever see an egg made out of that?
I don't think. Well, I just couldn't tell you what that egg is made out of. I've seen a lot of them.
Did you ever hear of a China?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they call it. All I've ever heard them call it a nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
They bite, you know, and put them there for the hens to lay to, but I don't have none in mine. They live without one. They got it to put in there and make them lighter in it. I guess it helps. I don't know why it'd do any good, but they say call it a nest egg. I don't know why they put it in there. But I got some that won't lay. Some of them told me to keep them a while longer. But I tell you, it costs a loss of feeding and not getting no eggs and they not paying
yeah.
all.
What would you milk in?
Mm-hmm.
What did you use to milk in?
Milk it?
What would that be made out of?
Tin. Well, you can buy a granite or you can buy a plastic, but I had a tin bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Called it lighter.
And something that you might have in your kitchen to put scraps in to carry food to the hogs in.
I used to have a bucket
mm-hmm.
for that, but I just got a tin plate in there. I can have scraps from the chicken.
What did you call that, though, the bucket that you'd put food in for the
I'd house? Call it a slop bucket.
Okay.
They all called it that, and I guess I did, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we put the scraps in the bottom of the dishwater, you know, in there. Make
mm-hmm.
it soupy, you know, and get out and give it to them. They'd drink it. Yeah, I just called it a slop bucket.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I called it. I don't know what it was called.
And the thing that people fry eggs in is?
Frying pan.
What about something like that with little legs on it?
Oh, that's called a little pot.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear about anything else?
I know of us just call it a cook pot. Cook
mm-hmm.
of it, you know. Greens in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have three eggs, I believe, or maybe four. Sitting down on, they set them on brick, you know, what
mm-hmm.
you fat on a fireplace or whatever you had it cooking in. And use it like that, use it a... I think I see what. I really don't know nothing about it, just a pot to cook vegetables in. I don't know, I guess there's another name for it. Do you think about one that could be given it?
I was wondering if you'd ever heard of skillet or spider.
Well, a skillet is a frying pan, like.
Is there any difference between
Oh, yeah, a pot is made up high with legs on it, and a skillet is flat.
A skillet's the exact same thing as a frying pan?
Mm-hmm. Like. Now, some skillets is different. It's made up like a pot, so like my wash pots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They got legs on a skillet. But now, a frying pan is flat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this skillet, I guess, is what you call legs on it.
Mm-hmm.